Baltimore County Executive Johnny Oshevsky wants to create a new cell phone tax. It's part of a package of tax increases and fees he says is necessary to make up a budget shortfall while at the same time provide the money to pay for pressing needs in the county. WYPR's John Lee reports the cell phone tax idea is shaping up to be one of Oshevsky's most controversial proposals.
Shopping at the Randallstown African Food Market on Old Court Road, Oluwaseun Faluyi gave his take on the proposed cell phone tax.
That sucks.
And here's why.
We pay a lot of tax already.
Fellow shopper Amos Ogumbe felt the same way when given the details. The tax would be $3.50 each month per cell phone line. Ogumbe has a plan with four cell phones in his home, so do the math. That would cost him $14 a month, $168 a year.
The phone bills are high already, so why would they have to put more taxes on phone?
But across the street and around the corner at the Sudsville Laundromat, a different point of view. Davina McCain says it sounds like a good deal to her if the tax money helps the community, especially children.
Anything to keep the kids off the street, because like I said, they're a little bit out of control right now.
McCain and the others are Councilman Julian Jones's constituents. Jones, a Democrat, says he's been getting a lot of pushback about the proposal, particularly from large families, over that $350 per line charge.
And they were basically saying that they felt that they would be unfairly taxed because they have more kids.
Councilman David Marks, a Republican, says his constituents are upset about it. Marks says there is a certain symbolism to the proposed cell phone tax because it's an example of the government taxing basic goods. Both Marks and Jones say they will decide how they'll vote on the proposal after the council has budget deliberations. In his budget message to the county council on April 15th, Oshevsky explained why cell phones now need to be dinged for a tax.
As many families have moved away from landline telephones, the county has lost a critical revenue from charges currently placed on those lines.
The county says it made more than $13 million off of landline taxes in 2007. This year, that's expected to drop to around $8 million. But keep in mind, one landline may have several phones connected to it, but it's taxed only once, while under this proposal, every cell phone line is taxed. Towson University economist Darius Arani.
The new source of revenue is just basically acknowledging that technology has resulted in that landlines are no longer in use as much, and cell phones have been taking over.
The county expects to collect nearly $30 million from the cell phone tax in the next fiscal year. That's based on there being almost 700,000 cell phone lines in Baltimore County, as well as around 83,000 prepaid phones. Baltimore City has a cell phone tax, $4 a month. Harford, Anne Arundel, Frederick, Carroll, and Howard counties do not. But Arani says a cell phone tax might be a new trend.
Many counties around this in the state, as well as the nation, are facing budget shortfalls,
including Baltimore County. Oshevsky is grappling with an $81 million budget shortfall he inherited, as well as a laundry list of needs from new schools to resurfaced roads. Kill the cell phone tax, then the council will have to cut that $30 million from Oshevsky's budget. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
The Baltimore County Council holds a public hearing on Oshevsky's budget proposal next Tuesday, April 30th, at 6 p.m. in council chambers.